This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Swine producers are taking advantage of strong economic factors. We'll have more right after this.
Alabama, live in concert. Friday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. With special guest, Exile.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
Alabama, live. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org.
You gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Alabama.
The swine industry has seen some rough times in recent years, but now things are finally feeling much better. When hog prices are good, it's smart to look at ways to improve your operation while also keeping those profits intact. Chris Ford, Vice President of Swine Lending at Farm Credit Services of America, said swine producers are enjoying the benefits of strong consumer demand.
The industry has really rebounded. I think we've had conversations over the years, Riley. 2023 was a very tough year financially, economically. We've seen a tremendous rebound in this industry in 2025. Markets have rallied back. We've seen inputs gotten to a point where producers have done a nice job of making money. And so whereas we are okay being in a little bit of the shadows of the cattle industry just based off that, demand continues to be very, very strong, and there's still folks out there that are really interested in our product.
Ford said he has seen producers lock in their profits while still leaving room to participate in potential price rallies.
When we found opportunities coming out of 24, 25 gave guys an opportunity to kind of put floors in with some LRP insurance products, options, but also using hedging strategies to lay in a bottom line, but then also continue to participate in upward markets, which we saw at the end of 2025. Going into 26, similar to what we saw going into 25, there were opportunities for profits there, especially in the first quarter of 26, and continued positive opportunities as we went into the summer months. And so where I've seen guys really take advantage of that is saying, I kind of know what my inputs are in the corn and soybean meal. I can see that there's profits out there. I'm going to take that with some risk management and hedge part of my part of my production today and lock in some of those profits.
For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.